So today we'll begin with a sound practice, hearing. So let's begin with simply hearing the bells. So as always, bringing attention to the posture. Stabilizing ourselves in the posture. So with chairs, we plant our feet at the floor. And if we were on a bench or a cushion, we would be bringing attention to making sure the legs were evenly touching the floor and the knees supported on a cushion. In all cases, letting the bottom be evenly balanced and the spine erect. Hands soft and chin parallel to the floor, ever so slightly tucked downwards. Eyes soft and still, and downwards, open or closed. So embodying wakefulness with the posture and bringing to the front of the mind intentions to practice being present, and to do so in an open-hearted way. So letting go of the judging mind as it may show. Letting go of all commentary, no matter how important it may suggest it may be. And letting now, if you will, the object of our attention to focus on hearing sound. Letting the ears open just like microphones that pick up any and all sound. So microphones don't discriminate. They pick up any and all sounds as they show. So we can attend to very subtle sounds, such as the sound of our breathing or digestion. Sounds that come from the room, throughout the building and the street, sound of my voice, the sound of the bells. Just letting our awareness rest in this very spacious awareness of hearing. Letting all other experiences come and go around the hearing. Not trying to identify sounds, we can let go of that. And if you do start doing that, then knowing, oh, that's thinking. Which means it's conceptualizing. And what we want to practice is the direct sensory experience. of sound. And so we can let go of identifying sounds and rather attend to the basic qualities to the sounds, to the pitch of a sound, to its volume, how loud or soft it may be, and how that may be changing. To the timbre, that is the texture of the sound. We can track particular sounds for their duration, noticing how the sounds arise and pass away. And don't leave a trace. So attending to the sounds is a great teacher of how everything is impermanent. Arising and passing. We can notice too with the sounds that as they arise and pass, they don't leave a trace, they're impermanent. And we have that sense of, oh, the sounds aren't about me, they don't belong to me. They don't reference to me, they're not mine. So we can have that experience of the truth of life. How the sounds arise out of conditions, have their life and pass away. And as much as we may like or dislike any particular sound and get busy with it, in essence, making it mine, not mine, which is also mine, we can realize not mine arises and passes as a result of conditions and causes. We can also notice that we don't hear just with our ears, we hear with our entire bodies. In some sounds, we can really feel the vibration through the body. So expanding the field of awareness of hearing to take in the body. Noticing too how some sounds are experienced as pleasant and others unpleasant. So we might start calling what we experience as unpleasant noise. And the invitation is just to attend to the sound as sound without judgment. So sometimes it happens that as we practice attending to sounds, we can have a sense of a wide, broad landscape of awareness, a sense of possibility. And this serves as a nice foundation for gratitude practice. So connecting now, along with the sounds, connecting now with the breathing, feeling the breath. How adding a sense of the breathing to present moment awareness. And on the next inhale, asking ourselves, what am I grateful for? And then on the exhale, listening to any possible answers. Asking and listening with each breath. On the in-breath, asking, what am I grateful for in this moment? And then on the exhale, listening, as it were, to any and all possibilities, letting go of the sensor. So what am I grateful for today? And it doesn't have to be a big deal. In fact, it's often in the remembrance of little things that we enrich our lives. So, a little warmer weather, a little sunshine, community of friends, made connections on the TTC. Decent breakfast. Warm enough clothing. So the simple things that perhaps we may easily take for granted. Letting go of any sensor. Asking and listening over and over again. And when the mind wanders off the asking and listening, just to notice it and gently bring it back. So even a gratitude practice can help us concentrate and calm the mind. And so, what am I grateful for in the past week? What's happened in the past week that I'm grateful for? Sometimes, too, our difficulties yield blessings. So to notice that. Or maybe it's just the gratitude that the difficulty is over and there's a relief to be felt and appreciated. Or there was a kindness experience that wouldn't have otherwise been experienced if there hadn't been the difficulty. Some aid, some help came our way. Asking and listening, coordinating with the breath. And what am I grateful for over the past month? Reflecting back over the month, events that happened. not worrying if you're repeating items. Sometimes that simply means you're very, very grateful. So just to relish that. And what am I grateful for over the past year? So that's a long way to reflect back. So let the mind reflect back. Perhaps to different markers of the year, particular holidays, birthdays, anniversaries, can help twig the mind. Events that have happened in our lives or in the lives of our loved ones. What am I grateful for in the past year? Asking and listening. And then we can also reflect over our lifetimes. What am I grateful for? And certainly we can be grateful for all of our good fortune, the more obvious ones. Perhaps simply being in this country of significant freedom. And comfort and health care. And we can also inquire a little more deeply into, again, the difficult times. Because those are often the times where we've learned things we never could have possibly learned. Or we received kindnesses that wouldn't have simply come our way. What am I grateful for over my lifetime? Being curious. And if your attention really wavers, connect again with the breathing. Really connect again with the breathing. Inhale and exhale. Have some appreciation of the breath, of the air, of the body able to sit here. And then returning to our own personal inquiries. What am I grateful for over the course of my life? And now, as we begin to finish, allow your attention to come to three items in particular. Maybe they've popped up repeatedly, or they're just so important. And let your attention come to each of them in turn. And on an inhale, be aware of the first item and its blessing. Be aware of its blessing with the exhale, the gift, the relief, the joy, the helpfulness, whatever you have received from the blessing. Naming it on the inhale, appreciating the gift on the exhale. Really savoring each item in turn, breathing into it and out with it. And allowing yourself over the next minute or so to take about 20 seconds per item to really, really appreciate it. So as Rick Hansen would say, have the experience, enrich it, and then absorb it. And so when we enrich it, we really feel it in our bodies, in our hearts, in our minds. And then we just really make the intention to absorb those experiences. Just letting in any of the feelings that come up, associated images that enrich the blessing. Then really notice the blessing in the body. The breath may have naturally deepened. There may be a softening, a relaxation through the body, a smile, a tear. So remembering that we carry these blessings with us always, and that they can always nurture us. We can call them up at any point. So helpful if we're feeling low or anxious. And we can record them, keeping a gratitude list. So allowing ourselves to come back to our centers in the breathing.